It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. For New Orleans Saints and Dallas Cowboy fans, it's Take Our Coaching Job, Pretty Please? 7 of the 32 NFL teams, that's 22%, have been seeking new head coaches over the last few weeks. Each team finished with a disappointing record in 2024. But don't laugh. The new head coach is actually expected to turn around these flailing franchises rather quickly, even if they don't control the team's draft choices or the free agent acquisitions made by the general manager and team owner, the coach will be the one who's on the hot seat in the eyes of the fans. Never fear, season ticket holders, the new head coaches are now on the way to these teams. Roll 'em. The Chicago Bears have Ben Johnson, the former offensive coordinator in Detroit. The Dallas Cowboys, Brian Schottenheimer is the new coach. He was the current offensive coordinator in Dallas. The Jacksonville Jaguars' new man is Liam Cohen. He was the former offensive coordinator in Tampa Bay. The Las Vegas Raiders' new coach, Pete Carroll. Well, he's not a new coach. He's 74 years old, the former head guy at Seattle. New England Patriots' new head coach is Mike Vrabel. He was a former player there and most recently the head coach in Tennessee. The New York Jets hired Aaron Glenn, the defensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions. And the New Orleans Saints, the seventh team, well, nobody yet? The Detroit Lions, by the way, just lost both their offensive coordinator, Ben Johnson, and the defensive coordinator, Aaron Glenn, from this year's very successful team. But that's still gotta hurt. Let's give some credit, too, to the New York Jets for hiring talented Aaron Glenn to become their new on-field leader. That franchise holds the longest current playoff drought in any men's major league sport. It's been 14 years since the J-E-T-S, Jets have played in an NFL postseason game. In case that name does sound familiar, Aaron Glenn was a former New Orleans Saints player who became the team's defensive backfield coach for about 5 seasons, and he left the Saints a few years ago for a better position in Detroit. Well, this week, he rejected overtures from the Saints for their head coaching job and signed a 5-year deal to become the New York Jets head coach. Let's ponder that thought for a minute. This new group of NFL coaches, who will all receive at least a 4-year contract and annual pay of no less than $5 million a season, have all turned down a guaranteed $20 million total job offer to coach the New Orleans Saints. Indeed, a few NFL franchises, like the Dallas Cowboys in New Orleans, have found that the fish in this year's coaching pool have been getting a lot smarter. Some of them nibbled on the line, while others wouldn't even consider taking the bait. On Tuesday, former Dallas Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy effectively told the New Orleans Saints, "Yeah, no thanks. I'd rather be unemployed this year than consider your job." With only one head coaching vacancy in New Orleans remaining today, a 61-year-old coach with a 2011 Super Bowl ring in Green Bay has decided to pass up on the Saints' job too. He would rather sit on the sidelines next fall than guide the Houdat Nation's favorite team in the Crescent City, and ditto for Cliff Kingsbury in Washington. The former head coach of the Arizona Cardinals was fired 1 year ago, and he's still being paid millions of dollars by his former team in Phoenix. This season, Cliff Kingsbury accepted an offensive coordinator position with the Washington football team. And like Dallas coach Mike McCarthy, Cliff Kingsbury would rather stick around old D.C. next season with his talented former LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels than take the riverboat captain's chair down in New Orleans. Anybody remember Joe Brady? No, not that Brady. Another no thanks came this week for the Saints' job from Buffalo Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady. Now, that name is familiar, though, to Louisiana's football fans. Joe Brady started as an assistant coach with the New Orleans Saints, and then in 2019, he moved 70 miles to the north to Baton Rouge and became the offensive guru of the 15-0 national championship football team at LSU. Brady won the National College Football Assistant Coach of the Year award for his work with LSU's quarterback Joe Burrow. Joe Brady, who apparently once liked the state of Louisiana, does not like what he sees right now when it comes to the New Orleans Saints organization. He has also said, no thanks to the Saints' open head coaching job. So are the New Orleans Saints morphing back into the Aints once again? As we've covered here before, the Saints have rapidly descended following the 2021 retirement of future Hall of Fame quarterback Drew Brees and the 2022 departure of head coach Sean Payton, who's now succeeding in Denver as their head coach. Saints holdover general manager Mickey Loomis has failed to maintain the team's long record of success. This season's 5-12 finish might make you believe that the Saints general manager had come up cheap on paying football talent. No, that would be quite incorrect. Today's New Orleans Saints are $50 million over the NFL's expected $275 million salary cap for next season. The Saints have spent plenty of money on their players. Saints management has also made a series of questionable personnel decisions over the last few years as well. Last fall, New Orleans' third-year head coach Dennis Allen was jettisoned after the Saints lost 7 straight games in September and October. Special teams coach Darren Rizzi was 3-5 in mop-up duty late in the season and was promised consideration for the permanent head coaching job. But recent media buzz indicates that Darren Rizzi's name is likely to leave for Chicago and accept a similar position with the Chicago Bears. So is it now Kellen Moore or bust for the New Orleans Saints? The hot Saints coaching rumor, at least of today, is for Philadelphia Eagles offensive coordinator Kellen Moore. The 36-year-old former quarterback at Boise State played several years in the NFL as mostly a backup signal caller in Dallas and Detroit. He moved into coaching, though, in Dallas and has become an assistant coach. Kellen Moore was quickly promoted to become the very young offensive coordinator in Dallas under then-head coach Mike McCarthy. But after Dallas owner Jerry Jones told McCarthy that he needed to take over the play-calling duties, Kellen Moore moved along to the Los Angeles Chargers in 2023. But this season, he caught a huge break and became the offensive coordinator for the Philadelphia Eagles. That's right, in less than 2 weeks, Kellen Moore is going to be drawing up plays in the Super Bowl game as Philadelphia plays Kansas City. Kellen Moore now resides in the NFL's version of Candyland as the offensive coordinator for the Philadelphia Eagles. And by that, I mean the Philly general manager has wisely loaded up the football team with a lot of explosive offensive talent that would make most any offensive coordinator look very, very good. The Eagles have a 2,000-yard rusher this year in Saquon Barkley. The team also features a recent All-Pro quarterback, Jalen Hurts, throwing the ball to a couple of top-flight receivers in A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. The Philadelphia Eagles averaged 27.2 points a game this year. That was good enough for 7th best in the NFL. When you combine that with the stingy Philadelphia defense, which is allowing a 2nd best 17 points per game, it's easy to see why Kellen Moore's offense had been so productive this year. Wouldn't you love to be Kellen Moore's agent right now?
I'm all ears.
As more and more potential coaching candidates for the New Orleans Saints job say, no thanks, Kellen Moore's price tag is rising by the day. The Saints face a lot of problems on both sides of the football, though. Is Kellen Moore worth the kind of money which current general manager Mickey Loomis feels compelled to offer to him? Based on how the team has overspent on the field, we shouldn't be surprised if the New Orleans Saints panic and overspend on their hiring of Kellen Moore to become the team's new head coach. And speaking of whodats, the Dallas Cowboys hired who?
Go! Go! Dallas Cowboys!
On this week's 29th anniversary of Dallas's last appearance in the Super Bowl, that's right, January 28th, 1996, the Cowboys surprised their loyal fans by announcing the team's newest head coach quietly last Friday evening. Brian Schottenheimer was named to be the new head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. The son of former NFL Coach of the Year Marty Schottenheimer, you might remember him from Kansas City and at Cleveland, the 51-year-old son of that coach, was the Dallas Cowboys' offensive coordinator in 2024. The younger Schottenheimer's most recent title of offensive coordinator, though, was a bit of a misnomer. The Cowboys' former head coach Mike McCarthy had been calling all of the plays the last 2 years, utilizing his very unique and very large Denny's menu along the sidelines. If you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. Dallas's offensive coordinator Brian Schottenheimer was relegated to effectively being the team's quarterback coach, tasked with developing the Cowboys' $60 million a year signal caller Dak Prescott. Unfortunately for Dallas, Prescott was injured midway through last season and never returned to the lineup. After two straight 12-5 years, the 2024 Dallas Cowboys finished 7-10. One year ago, the ever-optimistic Dallas Cowboys team owner and season ticket cheerleader, Jerry Jones, said he was going all in 2024. Though Jerry never did tell the rest of us what all in meant, his team also apparently didn't get that memo based on their poor performance in 2024. Coach Mike McCarthy's contract expired early in January, and he was not renewed to come back as the coach. More recently, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones did a nifty job of teasing the fans with overtures of potential coaching hires like Bill Belichick, Deion Sanders, and a few other top names. But in the end, he promoted Brian Schottenheimer into the team's head coaching hot seat. Perhaps the latest Jerry Jones coaching hire will blossom into a terrific coach in Dallas and lead that team back to the top of the NFC in years to come. To do that, he's going to need better players at skilled positions on both offense and defense. And alas, the head coach in Dallas will not be drafting the players or signing the free agents for the Cowboys. That's the job of Brian Schottenheimer's boss, Jerry Jones. And good luck at getting his boss away from the media microphones and keeping him out of the team's locker room as well. The 82-year-old Dallas Cowboy ringmaster still excels at one thing, bloviating. Cowboy fans would prefer to have a quiet team owner who puts a more competitive football team onto the field. Well, keep on dreaming, Cowboy fans. I'm Swamp Swami.